All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we do our car reviews, myself and Richard. We actually both got to drive this particular vehicle. Richard, you drove it a little bit longer than I, although I had some time in it as well. Really enjoyed it. 2023 Toyota Crown. And I'll start off by saying this is the replacement for the Avalon. Am I correct in saying that?
You are correct. Yeah, it's fascinating to me that Toyota did this. And so for folks that didn't know, 2022 was the last model year for the Avalon. A lot of people thought Toyota was maybe going to kind of get rid of a sort of a sedan, right? Because a lot of people like SUVs. That's kind of what people are gravitating towards. Well, Toyota says, kind of hold my beer, right?
Right.
They came out with a Crown, which is a sedan, although it's a higher sitting sedan. And folks, I can tell you most people haven't seen this car yet.
No,
because
they have not.
Have how many comments I got. I actually just pulled up, you know, I was going to back to school night with the kid, and he decided to, or we actually went to dinner afterwards, and I got several comments, and people were staring at the car. I mean, Dad, you would have thought that I pulled up in this, you know, luxury sports, you know, sedan, whatever, and people, what is that car? And, you know, I had to explain it. Really fantastic. Toyota's done a fantastic job, Dad. Every one of the Crowns is all-wheel drive. It either comes with a kind of a toned-down hybrid powertrain or the max powertrain, which is 340 horsepower that you get from the limited model. That's the one that we drove. Mm-hmm. About $55,000 is the one that we tested. Not a bad thing, just something that I wanted to point out for people. And that's kind of right in the area, right in the class from which the Avalon kind of graduated.
That's right.
Or kind of came from, right?
That's right. Yeah, and for those people listening, I want to make sure I add this. The Avalon, to me, and I don't think I'm wrong in this, has always been a vehicle which is a sister to the ES Lexus. They were sister cars. In fact, a lot of people that, for whatever reason, you just couldn't be seen driving a Lexus, but you could drive an Avalon, and because of whatever perception, you know, your friends, family, neighbor, churchgoers might be, you couldn't drive an ES, but you could drive an Avalon. So a lot of people bought an Avalon. It was about $5,000 or so less than what an ES was. And by the way, it was a really great car for that, although it was never one of Toyota's biggest sellers, because in a lot of cases, people would just go ahead and move up 5K and buy an ES. The Crown, though, is now taking a completely different approach than what I just said.
It is, Dad. It's sort of trying to combine the best of both worlds in terms of comfort and performance, right?
Right.
And you can go sort of get a lower trim level, opt for more, not quite more comfort, but maybe a little bit less performance. You get 41 miles to the gallon, which is fantastic.
Yes,
although,
it is.
I will say, Dad, even with us in the upgraded one, we were able to drive nearly 500 miles
yep.
on one tank of gas, which
yep.
is, so between the two of us, the amount of driving you do, which is a little bit different than me, so it's a great kind of indicator of it, and the fact that they've given it all-wheel drive, and yes, they've done all the other fancy Toyota stuff, Dad, right? You know, the safety fence, you know, heated and ventilated
seats. Oh, very, very well apportioned car, let's just say it that way. Very well apportioned.
It's fantastic. But no, to your point, Dad, they've done something that they really didn't do with the Avalon, which was sort of create a performance and comfort-driven car. You know, the Avalon before was more of just a comfort, right? You know, it's a little bit higher-class vehicle. The Crown, I think it's completely different in a good way.
Yeah, no, and this is a car that starts in the 40s, tops out, like you said, around 55, depending upon how you're equipping it. This is not, for those listening, please, you know, I want to make sure I remind everybody, this isn't like it was before, to where the ES was a replacement for the Avalon. There really isn't a replacement for the Crown, if you would. I mean, an ES is still going to be an ES. It is their flagship, if you would, kind of the entry level, but really a lovely car, by the way. Love the ES, but you're not going to find a Lexus counterpart to the Crown, is my point. The Crown is of its own.
Well, Dad, I don't. Not only a Lexus, I don't know if you're going to find a competing car.
Good point.
Compared to the Crown, to be
good
honest
point.
With you, there you can opt for a little bit more comfort with some models, or a little bit more performance. But you really don't get a good blend. And honestly, there's some reviews out there that people are like, "Oh no, don't go for the limited with the souped up engine." And I'll be honest, Dad, how that thing drove, it was just phenomenal.
Works
it was
great.
A really fun yeah. car to drive. I enjoyed it. And really, folks, again, we don't say this about every car. There's not really a comparable on the market today. But if you liked the old Avalon and you kind of you like an ES sort of a thing, and you're in that market for a sedan, but you don't want to be so fancy that you can't go anywhere with it, this may really be the car for you.
The only complaint I have on this car, Toyota, if you're listening, you'll see by the numbers and how the sales works, and some people may love it, some like me may not. They make this sort of blacked out looking hood, top, deck lid, and it kind of gives it a different appearance. And again, it's going to be either a love it or hate it thing. I don't particularly care for it. I'd rather have it all one color, which they give you that option, fortunately. Again, great vehicle. That's the only complaint I've got, and you can buy it without that. So if that's what you want, you can go that direction.
I was just going to say that some people like it, some people don't. It's an optional piece just on the limited trim levels, Dad. It's kind of that two-tone paint hood deal. So if folks want it, they can. If not, you don't have to. But, folks, we really encourage you, head to your local Toyota dealer. Not sure if they've got a ton of these on the lot.
Not yet, Dad, I don't think. They're coming.
They are. Head to their website. Check it out. Check out some other reviews, not just us. See what your thoughts are. See how it looks, because I think a lot of people will like it. Yep. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.